Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us here on First Fruit. Today you are in for a treat. We thank you. We thank God. Oh Lord, we just thank God. You know, there's so many heavy hearts this morning. Everybody's just looking for a breakthrough. And they're looking for peace, they're looking for joy, they're looking for just anybody that wanna show a servant heart of kindness. Lord God, we just ask you to speak to us this morning, Lord God. Speak to us. Lord God, give us a message on high, Lord God. Lord God, just strengthen us, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you this morning for grace and mercy. We thank you for love, Lord God, your compassion that you consistently bestow upon us, Lord God. Lord God, we want to eat this morning, Lord God. We want to eat your word this morning. Let it be nutrients to our bosom, Lord God. Let it be great fiber, Lord God. Let it just cleanse us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, from head to toe, Lord God. Taking everything out of us that is not like you, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you this morning, Lord God, that you have your way. There's none like you. There's none like you, Lord God. We praise you. We bless your name this day and forevermore, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for just taking your time and cleaning us, Lord God, that we no longer look like what we came out of, Lord God. But there's some of us here today, Lord God, have come on this radio station, this radio network, on we come for a word, Lord God. That's what it's about, Lord God. It's about you, Lord God. And we're going to bring it back to you, everything to you, Jesus. The only way that we can reach our Father is through you, Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you for going to that record cross for us, for our sins and our transgressions. We thank you this morning, Lord God. We bless your name. We worship you, Lord God. Have your way. Have your way, Lord God. All of you. None of me, Lord God. Lord God, tie my mind into the heavens, Lord God, that you can speak a word to your people like never before, Lord God. And we thank you for this day that you have made. You said let us rejoice and be glad in it. A day that we've never seen before in our life, Lord God. And Lord God, we just thank you that for the ones that have gone on, Lord God, that emptied themselves, Lord God. And Lord God, that they reside in the right hand, as well as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless your name this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, y'all. Amen. How you doing this morning? I'm Reverend Strawbridge on Fruit of the Spirit. This is First Fruit. Lord has given me so much. He's placed so much on my mind today. And we just thank you for tuning in to us. And this is not one of call-in day. This is more of a listening day because the God that we serve has prepared a message for you. And we're going to go into the word. The title for the day is Work While You Wait. Work While You Wait. And the reason why I had this title, because what God blessed me with it, because when you're going through something in your life, it's hard to wait. It's hard. So many things are going on that you it's not that you have a problem with the weight, but you're wondering when it's going to happen for you. When are you going to get blessed? When is it going to stop? I say God never put more on us that we can bear, but at the same time, you know, that he said that we would go through many trials and tribulations. And this is a message to help you understand that you got to continue on. In spite of everything that's going on with you, and in spite of your struggles, and there's so many struggles that we struggle. We struggle in so many different areas, but God said that I just need you to continue on. I need you to trust me. I need you to believe me. I need you to have faith in me. I need you to get on your face. I need you to be about my business. And the only way that you can do that is seek me. Seek ye the kingdom. Be diligently seeking him day after day, night after night, and be about his business. That's the only way. You can't be over here and over here at the same time. He said that, you know, you can't be straddling the fence. You can't be, he said, I want you hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I will spill you out my mouth. And that means that, look, you trying to play to both sides. Have you ever had a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and then you had your side piece? And so God's saying, I'm nobody's side piece. It's either me or him. Don't try to play me. That's what God is saying. You can't have no side piece and have him. You as they say, you have your cake and eat it too. You can't have it. God wants all of you. He wants you to be with him. And the only way we can do that is we got to keep striving. We got to keep pressing. We got to keep going on. We got to work while we wait, because our greater days and our latter days will be greater than today. But you got to go through something in order to see. The thing about it is, if When you go through something, you appreciate it. But when it's just given to you, then it don't last, because you don't appreciate it. You don't put much into it because you don't appreciate it. And the word of God is very clear that, you know, that he's a jealous God and have no other God before him. But can I tell you something? I need you to work while you're waiting. I need you to work while you're waiting. And the best example, one of the best examples to me is the story of Joseph. The story of Joseph. And I'm going to read this. It says, Joseph was the second youngest of 12 brothers born to Jacob, Israel. In Genesis 37:3-4, as it reads, now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons, because he had been born to him in his old age. And he made an ointment robe for him. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. The same passage also discusses two dreams Joseph had
excuse me, Joseph had angered his brothers. The dreams indicated that his brothers would someday bow to him. Joseph's brothers also despised him due to their father's overt favoritism toward him. One day, Joseph traveled to check on his brothers while they were watching their sheep. His brothers plotted against him, threw him in an empty well, and later sold him as a slave to some traveling midnights. Applying animal blood to his ointment robe, they returned home and made Jacob believe his son had been killed by wild animals. In the meantime, Joseph was taken to Egypt and sold to a captain of the guard, Potiphar, as a household slave. We're going to stop right there. We're gonna stop right there. He was sold to Potiphar. Now, he was one of Pharaoh's guards, but he was one of his captains. He was one of Pharaoh's captains. He was a high-ranking official. We're just trying to get an understanding of who was Potiphar. Potiphar was a high-ranking captain in Pharaoh's army. He was a wealthy man. He was probably, most likely, was one of the supervisors that carried out execution, and he was high up there. That money, if he had was able to buy slaves, and he was rich, he had money. And Joseph was sold to him. Now Joseph, let me say this. Now Joseph was sold over to Potiphar, but Potiphar was no dummy. Potiphar understood that Joseph who had favor with God. So therefore, he understood and knew that he had favor with God. He was blessed, meaning Joseph was blessed. Then his household was blessed. Potiphar's household was blessed because the presence of Joseph. Now, the story goes on and on. It talks about how Joseph went to prison. Talks about how he went to prison and was able to interpret Pharaoh's dream and ended up being the second in command of all of Egypt. But we're going to stop here at Potiphar. Now, Potiphar understood. Now here you are. Now, let's put it this in perspective of you being in Joseph's position. Because here is Joseph. He has been thrown in the well. He's been sold over into slavery, and then he's been sold to the Midianites, and then sold again to Potiphar. He's been sold. He's been left for dead and sold twice. Now, my thing is this. What if that had been you? Could you have – let me put it like this. Some of us have been in this, a majority of us have been in this same situation. And I think what hurts the most is when it's the people that is closest to you who do the stabbing, who throws you in the well, who betrays you. Because you have so much love for, watch this, your blood. But your blood, say your circle hurt you. How many that's in your circle who really, you know, really don't care for you, but you still continue to hang with them. You still continue to tell them what God has spoken over your life. And does it get to you at one moment that they're drawing from you? I know I say that in last, and I know I say that a lot, but no, I want you to really get that. I want you to grasp that. And the reason why I said that, you're going to have people to be demises in your life. You're going to have people to come into your life, and it's not to hate on you, as they say. Let them hate. But it's people to make you feel inadequate, people to make you feel like you're less, like you're scum of the earth. People to make you feel like you're not smart. People to make you feel like you can't make it without them. But I'm here to tell you, you have to keep trusting and keep believing and keep your faith up in the Lord. in order to move where God wants you to move. If you do not continue on, then yes, you will be left for dead. You will be left for dead. If you don't get up, you got to get up. As long as you're on your back, you can see up. And that's all you have to do is get up. Get up in the midst of your mess, in the midst of your misery and everything that's going on. Get up. Don't stay there and keep moving on. Don't pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to that. I know I serve a God that is bigger than your God. I know I serve a God that can do it. I know he'll do it. I said the going thing there is that won't he do it? Yes, he will do it. He's already done it. He just wants you to believe that he can do it. The best ring and let God fight your battles and be about his business. Let him. God wants to get you in a position that nobody can take credit for what he has done. He has started and he has finished you. He will finish a good work within you. Look at Joseph being left for dead, sold twice, put into prison. But he continued to work while he waited for God's grace, his mercy. He continued to wait to God to fulfill the plan. And what an awesome thing it is to be obedient to our Father. Yeah, I know it hurts me. I know it don't look good. I know all the situations that's going on don't look good. But I believe in a God that, and I have faith that he'll do just what he said he'll do. To you, many of you that's going through in the kingdom right now, that don't seem like anything can happen, anything good can happen to you because you have back-to-back, you done had sickness, you done had famine in your family, you had went without as far as money. It's so many different things you've been talked about. You've been mistreated in every which way that you can possibly think of. And yeah, you're sitting there like, Lord, I don't know. I don't know if I can continue on this journey because it has become too overwhelming for me to deal with. Too overwhelming. But I want to make a declaration here today to you. I want you to understand this. Just like when you've been arrested, sometimes been arrested and read your rights, and when the officer takes you to jail, you get one call. I said you get one call. And in that one call, all you have to do is say, I just need to make a phone call because you get one. And you better call on the name of Jesus. And thank God that he is your doctor. He is your lawyer. He's your everything. And have enough faith to believe he will deliver you. Then he deliver you out of the last thing and the thing before that, thing before that, and the thing before that. You ought to be in a... When Christ, after 40 days and 40 nights being in the wilderness, when Christ was going up the mountain, when God is taking you to the mountaintop, let me tell you, the air is thin up there. The air is thin as you go up the mountain. It makes you delusional. It makes you, it messes with your mind because you don't know what's going on because the less air, the more the things that be going on in your mind and in your body, physically and spiritually. The air is thin at the top, family. God's preparing you to go to the top. But just know, as you even approach it, and as Joseph was going through what he was, he went through all of this to be the second in command. So all those one who opposed him now have become slaves to him. When God takes you to, now, do you understand what I'm saying? All those who opposed him, his brothers, the Midianites, Potiphar, prison, everybody, now not only his brothers had to bow down, but everybody that was involved in the struggle now have to bow down, because now he is their boss. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Greater heights, new devils. But guess what? Devil, while I'm up here on top of this mountain, bow down. Bow down. Bow down. Now, God switched that thing around, because he worked while he waited, and the wait was great. Now, look what God has done. Now, Joseph never did complain, never did just murmured, none of those things, never shot back, never tried to fight back. And even in the midst of all of what he had gone through, he still had compassion and love for the ones who tried to kill him. My. What a mighty God we serve, and what integrity this man had. How you understand that God had so much favor given to Joseph, because he had the heart of God, and in the midst of they tried to hurt him, tried to kill him, and tried to demean him, he still had compassion on him. He didn't gloat and say, look at me. Look at me. I'm the second in command. He didn't say none of those things. He still showed love and compassion for his brother, man. Please understand, family. If you get a chance, read the whole story of Joseph in its entirety. You can preach for days on the story of Joseph, because Joseph was dealing with so much, but in spite of, he still showed compassion for his brother man, and he was integrous, and he worked while he waited. I understand that things don't look good for you now, but just keep working while you wait. And I guarantee you, when the weights and God really show his glory, I'm telling you, it's going to mess you up. It's going to mess you up. But, you know, but God will put you on a place where not only for you to see, but the people that's closely connected to you to also be a witness to what God has done in and through you, and how God receives all the glory. Take no glory for what God has done, and always remain integrous and always remain full of love and joy and compassion on your brother, man. See, that's where we fail these days, of not having love, even because somebody has become your demise. But you got to remember this. You were somebody else's demise at one point in your life. You talked about people. You dogged people out, and you treated people bad. But when you come into the knowledge of the Lord, of being a better person, of being a better Christian, being a better spokesman for the body of Christ, being a better ambassador to the body of Christ, that's when, see, people, the world expect you to act like them. They want to provoke you to act like them, but you cannot act like the world. You have to be at all times, be a bigger, not saying just a bigger person, but just being a blessed man or woman to God to do what thus said the Lord has caused you to do, and always showing God's compassion on others.
and let God use you. Let God be that vessel for God that he can go through you and use you into the capacity that he wants to use you. And when you leave here, when God decides to take you, leave empty. Don't leave half full. Don't leave half empty. Leave empty. That you have emptied everything out to, and it showed all kind of compassion like your Father in heaven would and is. You know what? I just thank God that, you know, we had the opportunity to talk about Joseph today. I'm about out of time, but at the same time, I hope and I thank God that this was a blessing to you like it was. It blessed me. It blessed me today to be able to be used by God and be a servant. And on here, you know, our mission at First Fruit is that there's power in serving. And that's serving first. Jesus was a server. And that's the one of the greatest attributes and one of the things that God blessed us with, you know, the ability to serve, to be kind. And that's one thing that we really, really focus here on at First Fruit. So we believe that we have done what that said the Lord has called us to do today. And we thank you for tuning in with our radio broadcast. But for those that are being provoked right now, let me tell you about a man named Jesus. He went to the cross for our sins and our transgressions. He died for us. He took on all manner of sin, all forms of sin, placed it on his shoulders, and gave up the ghost, meaning he died for our sins and our transgressions, went down to hell and whipped Satan behind for 3 days and rose with all power in his hands. Let me tell you, if you repeat after me, I believe that Jesus, sins and transgressions, died and arose on the third day with all power in his hand. I believe he's my Jesus. He is. He resides on the right hand of the Father. And he's now interceding on my behalf. If you believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, I welcome you right now to the body of Christ. I welcome you and I greet you in love, my dear sister, my dear brother. And I just thank God for the things that he's about to do in and through your life right now. I thank God for you. Thank God for you. I thank God for you. And if you don't have a church home, I just tell you right now, find a local ministry in your area that's preaching a God-filled message and that connects with your spirit, and God will reveal those things to you and to grow and to get even more knowledge into who Christ is and to who God is. And it's not an easy walk, family. It's not an easy walk. But I thank God that you can walk and just continue on. And let me tell you, you got to work while you wait. Continue on. And if you want to be joining with us here on First Fruit, hey, by all means, you can email me at revstraw@gmail.com. That's revstraw@gmail.com. If you just want spiritual counseling, inbox me. And or if you really want to be a member or be a part of First Fruit, inbox me. Inbox me and let us discuss what thus said the Lord said. And let's do it in harmony and be about God's business. Okay? Okay. Inbox me. revstraw@gmail.com. If you just need prayer, if you need a spoken word,
If you want to become a member, I know you might be across the country right now, but you need a spiritual covering. If I'm that, then praise God, I accept that responsibility. But if you just need prayer, I'm also there for that. Let me be a servant to you. Let me serve. I just want to be a willing vessel to go and serve God's people and do what the best of the Lord has called me to do. If you're in the Augusta area, then I'll by all means, Augusta, Georgia, all means, inbox me, talk with me, call me, just whatever. We're living in a time that we've been need to get to the altar, but you really need to be at somebody's altar. You really, really, it's the time that you should really not live without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in your life daily. Father God, we just thank you today, Lord God, that we have done what you call us to do. We feel that, Lord God, that you're smiling down on us right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, while we work, while we wake, Lord God, we would do it with compassion. We would do it with love, Lord God. We would do it with joy, Lord God. Even though it hurts sometimes, and even it feels like, Lord God, you have put so much on us that we can't bear, but Lord God, we're still here. And we know we can make it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your name this day and forevermore, Lord God. You're so awesome. You're so worthy, Lord God. We praise you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We bless your name this day and forevermore. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and bless the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We pray this prayer and offer it unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 We'll be back on air on Tuesday. God bless you to then. Tuesday at 8 p.m. See you then. God bless. Love you.